We're not superstitious at all. Welcome back to our Budweiser from the dugout as we are here at Progressive Field prior to Game 1 of the 2016 World Series. The Indians taking on the Chicago Cubs. And joining us, you've heard them all season long on AM 930 WEOL, Jim Rosenhaus, part of the Indians Radio Network. And Rosie, as much as you have a job to do, as much as you have to be as professional as possible, how cool is this?
That's a great way to put it, Tim. You know, it's funny. My wife, when we woke up this morning, she turns and says, is there anything special I should be doing for World Series Day? Like it was Christmas or a birthday or something like that. You know, a special day for either me or the kids or whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't think so, but it is a big day, isn't it?
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you always hope that the team that you work for can go on this type of run. And I wasn't here back in the 90s, obviously, when they had some great, great teams. So it's fun. And it's interesting to see Tom, too, because it's been a while for him. And you know, I just kind of took it for granted that it was old hat for him. But up in Toronto, when things were getting down near the end there and they were close to wrapping it up, it was kind of neat to see. He was really enjoying it, and he just loves this team. So different perspectives there, but it's a great day. It really is.
Rosie, what has defined this run? It almost seems like a blur, but in the end, what has defined this run to put the Indians in position that they are tonight, Game 1 of the World Series?
You know what it is, Tim? I think it was summed up in Game 5 in Toronto. When Jason Kipnis said after, he goes, you know, we could have won last night with Kluber, our ace. That would have made sense. But not this team. We're going to do it the hard way with a kid who's making his second major league start. And really, from spring training, you were out there when the concern was, hey, is Michael Brantley going to be able to play? And what are they going to do if he doesn't come back the first 2 weeks of the season? What if he's not ready for opening day? And son of a gun, if he wasn't ready the whole season. Yet, even then, it didn't seem like, you know, remember the outfield? You were thinking, what are they going to do with the outfield? But it all worked out, and I think that's the biggest key for this team. They haven't let anything that could be a real obstacle bother them too much, and they look at it more as a challenge and an opportunity for someone else. I mean, look what, if Brantley's not hurt, I don't think we ever see Tyler Naquin, who's had a fine rookie season. Maybe Jose Ramirez doesn't have the year that he's had. Maybe he does anyway, but he got more opportunity to play, certainly, with that injury. So that started it. Those two guys had a chance to play, and they did good things. And every time a pitcher's gone down, someone else has stepped in. So I think just that ability to confront something that looks bad and make it turn out good has been the defining thing of this team.
And Rosie, to pivot into this series, it seems like the perfect segue, because most experts would call the Indians the underdog, and I know we've talked about this in the first couple of series. They seem to relish that role.
They should be the underdogs, Tim. They're playing a team that won 103 games. So if you look at this thing on paper, the Chicago Cubs are clearly the favorite, and they should be. They've had a great year. But I think, as we've seen in the first two series, this team could care less about what it says on paper, and they feel very strongly in what they do well, and what they do well, they do very well. So it's added up to a dominant baseball in the playoffs so far. I mean, they've lost one game, for crying out loud, which is mind-boggling to me. But so they love it. I think they love the position they're in. Could it end up this being the team that lives up to its potential, the Cubs? Sure it could. And that'll be a handful for the Indians. There's no question about it. But I wouldn't put it past them to play the type of ball that they have. And the Cubs kind of look at it and say, uh-oh, here it comes. And because I think that's what happened with the Blue Jays and the Red Sox.
So the matter at hand, Game 1 tonight, after all the pageantry and all the celebration of the Indians winning the American League Championship Series, let's define Game 1. What do you think this one boils down to tonight?
It gets down to a great pitcher's duel. It really does. I mean, you have two guys. You look at their postseason numbers so far in three starts, and one of them's been down the road a million times, and John Lester with great success. The other one is in his first postseason, but Corey Kluber and John Lester are throwing like aces of their staffs the way they were in the regular season, and they're doing it in the playoffs. And that's really neat to see, because it doesn't happen with everybody. Ask the Dodgers with Kershaw, one of the best pitchers on the planet, but for whatever reason has had some tough times in postseason. But so far, for Kluber and for Lester this postseason, they have been every bit as good as advertised, and I think I look for more tonight.
And as far as the Indians' offense is concerned, not only tonight, but as the series moves along, Jim, a couple of keys from that aspect.
You know, they haven't had much going, and I talked to Ty Van Berkelio about it yesterday, and he said, look, we're facing good pitching. That's always in the postseason something that happens, but they need to be aggressive when they see strikes. There's very good pitching on the other side by the Cubs, especially their starters, best in baseball this year. So it'll be a challenge. But he feels if they can just grind and really battle through at-bats, they'll be okay. Because at the very least, they may be able to get the starters out of there sooner than the Cubs would like. So it's that fine line of being patient but being aggressive as well. But I think what we've seen with the Indians when we talk about seeing pitches, it's that they'll spoil some good ones. They spoil a lot of good ones, and all of a sudden it's a 7 or 8 pitch at bat because they fouled off 3 or 4 good ones, and then they get a good pitch to hit and do damage.
All right, Rosie, final question for you. Every guy in that clubhouse has dreamed of playing in a World Series game. Mm-hmm. Now, you worked your way up through the ranks as a broadcaster. Is this kind of a dream come true for you tonight to call some World Series baseball?
I think so. I mean, you know, I think what you try and do is get to the major leagues and my end of things and a lot of years in the minor leagues to try and get here, and then, you know, you just try and establish yourself and then hope. You can't control the club that you're with and if they're good or not and get to this point, but it's been fun to see how this has developed and watched it grow and become the team that they've been, and to have the privilege to announce for that, that's pretty fun, and yeah, it's a big deal for sure.
Enjoy the moment. Congratulations, and look forward to talking to you again as the series moves along.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Rosie, as we had a chance to talk just a few minutes ago, Tribe announcer Jim Rosenhaus. Of course, you heard him all summer on AM 930 WEOL. Tim Elkhorn along with Matt Lodi. Rob Polinski has now joined us. Rob was down below gathering up some audio from Tito Francona's meeting with the media just a short time ago. Rob, great to have you here. Welcome to our Budweiser from the Dugout. And I know you love the name of that show, the Budweiser from the Dugout.
You're darn right I do. And, you know, it's got to be Budweiser from the Dugout when you have the Indians versus the Cubs.
There you go. But as I just said to Rosie, and we also mentioned to Bobby D, and Matt and I were talking about it earlier, you know, we're all professionals. You have to do your job. We're here to carry out our responsibilities. But sometimes, even as grown adults, you go, this is pretty cool. This is a great moment in sports.
And this is one of those days. It really was cool, especially when you see the gates open. People are coming here, and it tells you that this is really happening. Earlier in the day when I got down here, it almost felt surreal to me. Now it feels like there's going to be a baseball game played.
And there's going to be a great series to unfold as the Indians and the Chicago Cubs go at it in the 2016 World Series. Again, game one tonight right here at Progressive Field. It'll be Corey Kluber on the mound for the Indians. He'll be opposed by Cubs left-hander John Lester. All right, let's take a quick timeout on our Budweiser from the Dugout. It's presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. We're live here at Progressive Field. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock tonight, and that's when Game 1 takes over the airwaves of AM 930 WEOL. But stay with us between now and 7 because we've got a lot to talk about here at Progressive Field. We're glad you've joined us on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you're listening on the WEOL mobile app. You can turn your phone into a radio. And Matt Lodi, folks, can also listen online
at WEOL.com.